Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for Jumping Monkeys is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is Jumping Monkeys with Megan Maroney and Leo Laporte, Episode 1 for May 7th, 2007. Hello! I'm excited to announce a brand new podcast on the TWiT Network. Somebody I've been kind of trying for a long time to strong arm into doing this, Megan Maroney, is going to do a podcast.
Hi, Leo.
Hey, Megan.
Thanks for having me. You've been asking me for a long time. I actually remember when you first mentioned podcasts. It was probably around 2005, and I had just given birth to two big, giant babies, and I just remember being in a cloud of...
That wouldn't have been a good time.
No.
So you have Annabella, who must be four now, yeah?
Yeah, she'll be four. It's on Saturday.
Oh, I remember her first birthday.
Yeah, you were there.
Remember we did that thing where you put a dollar bill in front of her?
Oh, yeah, a dollar bill, a pencil, and a piece of string.
And then she's supposed to crawl towards...
Right, yeah, and she crawled toward the pencil.
What's that mean?
I think just an intellectual or...
So a dollar bill, she'd be like into money.
Yeah.
Pencil, she'd be a writer.
Yeah.
And the string, she'd what, be a tailor?
I don't know. I think it was maybe working with your hands or maybe like...
Okay.
I'm thinking maybe it's a long life, but then that doesn't sound good if she didn't go for that. And you can be a writer with a long life too,
I think a writer is exactly what she's going to be. Both her parents are writers. I don't see how she could not be a writer, really. Yeah. So if you, for those who don't know, and I'm sure it's a handful, but Megan and I work together on the Screensavers. And we're going to do a new podcast. The name, as you already have noticed, probably is Jumping Monkeys, because that's the name of your blog.
Mm-hmm.
What is this thing going to be about?
Well, I've been mulling this over, like I said, and since you came to me with the idea. And it's going to be about parenting in the digital age.
Well, we're both parents in the digital age.
We are. And between us, we have a pretty big range of children from 2 to 14.
15.
That's scary.
When we put the dollar bill, the pencil, and the string out, she crawled over towards the bookshelf. So I don't know. Maybe she's going to be a reader. But that's good because Annabella will write and Abby can read.
Yes. So I just thought not necessarily computer games and things for kids so much as for parents, the way parents are using technology to help enhance their parenting life. I really feel like there's a lot of the cool people that were doing interesting things, Web 2.0 things, that now are having babies, and they're really using that technology to just, you know, parent.
Well, it's also a challenge being a parent in a digital age, and that's something I will talk a little bit about, because with two teenagers and the internet in the house, where do you put the computer? How do you deal with that? How do you deal with chat? Because they spend a lot of time on chat.
Yeah.
How do you even, you know, the school that Abby goes to, where your husband Marco teaches, they give the kids, you know, a laptop for the 4 years of high school. They have a laptop, which causes problems, frankly, as well as solutions. So.
Once you lose control of it, it's scary. That really frightens me, too. But, yeah, I'd like to talk to some internet safety experts, people in the field that can say, you know, here are the things that you can do as a parent to help protect your kids online, and also maybe some of the technologies that can enhance that too.
So we've in future episodes, we've already got some experts booked.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking with experts. We'll also be talking about, you know, sites that you found useful.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a fun segment at the end of every show.
Mm-hmm. This is what I have been calling spend, save, give, because it's kind of on the idea that, you know, we're all trying to teach our children to, you know, when they get an allowance, to spend a part of it, save a part of it, and give part of it away. So I think it would be fun to come up with an idea, something, you know, a gadget that we like, something that, you know, we can buy, you know, for kids or for us, and also some way that we can use the internet, use technology to save money, like diaper deals online or things like that.
I don't need those anymore.
You don't.
I am so
soon
happy.
You'll need them again.
I am. No.
That was, I had to get one in. That was just one zinger in
a
there.
A red letter day was the day that both kids were out of diapers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you had twins.
Yes.
Which means at one point you had three kids in diapers.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah, three kids in diapers. Now I only have two, and we're working on it. Yeah. But yeah, when we talked about experts, too, I wanted to say that I am by no means, especially if you read Jumping Monkeys, a parenting expert, you know that I'm not. But what I really love about the web is that, you know, collectively we can be kind of experts by giving each other small pieces of advice about different things. And I really want this podcast to be a community, have feedback in different ways, and just, you know, have people giving each other advice, because I think it's just way, way better than the parenting advice books that are out there now.
Well, they can't keep up with the modern age. So jumpingmonkeys.com is your website. That will become the locus for the podcast for people to participate. Your email will, I guess, go through twit.tv. So it'll be MEGAN at twit.tv. Mm-hmm. We could set up a forum if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think it'd be really nice.
Yeah, just any feedback. We want to know what people want to hear, who they'd want to talk to, and we want to, you know, get feedback if you have pieces of advice that you've come upon in your parenting life that you think other people would benefit from. We'd love to hear that in email, on forum, or
we'll work on a way to people can leave voice messages as well. I'm sure we'll either do it on your website or we'll do it through Skype.
Yeah.
And if there's interest, and I just want to open this up to the audience, if there's interest, we could also do this live on TalkShoe. That's also a possibility. We've had some success with that with some of our shows.
Yeah, I think that'd be great to just hear, you know, people's voices. That's the great thing. That's what I miss since being on Tech TV. I mean, just we used to take callers, and just hearing people's voices is so different than email. And it's great that you
it's
can
really
do
fun.
That in a podcast.
It's really fun. This is a real departure for Twit. In fact, it's a departure for me because, and probably for you too, because as we work in tech, you don't really talk about family.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really talk about kids. There's this almost presumption that everybody's kind of single 25-year-old man.
Yeah.
Which obviously isn't the case.
No.
And so Twit kind of feels like that. It feels like it's a bunch of young men.
And Amber.
All looking at Amber going, oh, Amber. It's not, though. And I know very well from all the email we get and stuff that there's a broad variety of ages and quite a few people with families.
Oh, yeah.
So this is kind of coming out of the closet, I think, a little bit.
Yeah.
And saying, we have lives, more than families.
Right.
We have lives. And maybe there's an intersection between our lives and technology and the stuff that we talk about on the other podcast.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's what this show is kind of going to be. And it's an experiment because, as I told you, all the evidence on Twit Network is that the podcasts that do the best are the most technical. The more technical you get, the more successful they are. And the less technical you get, the less successful they are. So this is an experiment. But I do think that if we can, we can tap into this whole notion that, this is something nobody talks about. But I look, you know, I look at Twitter and the Web 2.0 community. And in fact, it's a lot of men and women who are starting families.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely felt that. I mean, when I was pregnant on the Screensavers before that, I definitely thought that all of our audience was 13-year-old boys. And nothing against 13-year-old boys, because those 13-year-old boys are probably now, you know,
now
in
20.
College and starting companies that are, you know. But I feel like once I was pregnant and I got so many emails like, hey, I'm pregnant too, or my wife's pregnant too. And, you know, and I still get those emails from people. You know, I remember watching you pregnant on the Screensavers and my daughter's the same age as your daughter. And, you know, it's wonderful. And I really would love to just be a part of that community again.
To me, that's what Twit really is about, is the continuation of the Tech TV community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bigger and better. It's international. And you're part of the family. So I'm really glad that we could bring you back into the fold and
I'm
have you be
glad.
Part of this.
Yeah. I feel like you've waited for a long time. And
I've been very patient. You know, Megan and I live in the same small town in Petaluma, Northern California. And I see a lot more of you than the folks who are listening see. We see you all around all the time. And we love your kids. And every time I see you, I say, when are you going to do that podcast? When are you going to do that podcast? So finally, you're going to do it. I'm excited. Did we say what Spend Safe Give is? I don't think we did. I think we got distracted.
It's going to be a segment that probably will be after the interview. And I think we mentioned it was going to be each time we'll give three recommendations of things one way to spend your money, one thing that's going to cost money, one way to save your money online. I mean, there's so many great tricks that just having started doing some research for this, just the way that people are just, you know, tricking the system and saving money using the internet is great. And one way to give back to the community, because that's really important to, I know, both of us, and I know a lot of families. That's just, and there's so many ways online. It's so easy now to find causes that are important and just to give back time and money and, you know, just great, just the stuff that you accumulate that you don't need as a parent, that the people that do need it. And I'd love to find more ways to get that to those things to people that need it.
I'm not a good enough parent to do this, but I know some parents who do that with their kids' allowances. They say one third right. you can spend, one third you can save, and mm-hmm. one third you have to find a good charity to give yeah. to. Do you do that?
Oh, well, we're not at the allowance stage.
I guess 4 year olds don't really need allowances.
No. They
will
yeah.
you do that?
I will. Yeah, I will. Once we get to the allowance stage.
But we started with allowances, but it didn't really, I don't know, I'd forget or whatever. We just now, it's just like open wallet policy.
Right.
Whatever you need.
I didn't have an allowance growing up, and I think I'm fine with it. You know, I'm not a hoarder with my money or anything.
It makes sense if you teach a kid,
yeah.
this is your budget, mm-hmm. this is, and one third has to spend, one third say, when's it? That seems like that. It makes a lot of sense. But as with a lot of parenting things, I find you can have these great ideas. In fact, it started, frankly, with the birth of Abby, our first child. You have these great ideas, these great plans, and then reality sets in.
Yeah.
And you're just lucky to keep your head above water. I'll give you an example. This is how geeky I am. Before Abby was born, we were planning for the birth, and we were going to the Lamaze classes, and I think we had a midwife and a obstetrician. We were going to try to do natural childbirth and all that. And this was in 1991 when HyperCard was big, and I wrote a HyperCard stack to time the contractions, right? I had these great plans. Every time, okay, I'm going to press the space bar, and then make a graph, and then we'd know when to call the Boy, that went out the window fast. Yeah. I don't think yeah. I used that at all. So
yeah. Oh, I remember. There's so many things like that. I remember you telling me about that because I had come up with something when I was pregnant online. I was like, look at this Mac program. It can record yeah. your contractions. You're like, oh yeah, you don't need that. You know,
and done that.
There's so many things when I was pregnant. I was just like, oh, this technology will be great for me as a parent and this will be right. wonderful. And when it comes down to it, it's like, oh, you don't use that stuff.
But, so this is not going to be a show that makes you guilty for not being a perfect parent. This is.
Oh my gosh. No. Oh my gosh.
Because we're not.
No.
You're a very good parent, though. You have the sweetest three kids.
Well, thank you. But yeah, but before I was a parent, I was very into the advice type books. I mean, not like self-help books, but, you know,
what to
like
expect
manuals,
when you're expecting, you know? What to yeah. expect during the first year.
Yeah, I read
all that.
The instructions before I did something. Yeah. So I read, yeah, all what to expect. What to expect when you're expecting. Don't read that.
Really?
It's like, what's your worst fear? Let's read about it now. You know,
here's what everything can go wrong.
Yeah, yeah. First trimester, your leg falls off. That's okay. You know,
many of us have been walking around lopsided for years.
Yeah, but yeah. So yeah, it's I really feel strongly that the advice books are on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being, you know, the worst. I guess that's where the advice book is, and your friend or someone, even, you know. Your friend's advice is around a 5, and then just the advice that you can get from other parents on the internet, that is a 10, because it's like Wikipedia. You know, you get enough group of people together, you can get, you know, some smart things out there. So
let's do that.
Yes.
Some logistics issues. We don't know if it's going to be weekly, biweekly, or monthly. We're going to do it as often as we can, yeah. schedules permitting.
Right.
You will be able to subscribe to it at twit.tv and on iTunes. The fact that you're listening to this means at least you found the first one. And if you go to twit.tv, there'll be subscription links, as we do in all our podcasts. When you go to the page, there's right under the album art, it says, and the player, it says subscribe. If you click that drop down button, you could choose how you want to subscribe. Most of you will select iTunes. It'll open up iTunes and give you a chance to press the subscribe button. But you can also use any feeder. There's an RSS link there. There's all that information is available at twit.tv. Jumping Monkeys. Mm-hmm. And the feed, for those of you who are really, really geeky, the feed is leo.am/podcasts/JM. Mm-hmm. So you can always put that into your feed reader and smoke it. Oh, no, we don't talk about smoking. This is a So are we going to be like, we're going to be G-rated, obviously, but are we going to be like, is it going to be like the Howard Stern of parenting, or is it going to be like the Dr. Laura of parenting?
Oh, gosh. Hopefully neither.
See, I have a very limited range of choices.
Well, here. I want to, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and I really like the ones that are geared towards me, but then they can also be, you know, I'll listen to them on my iHome, you know, in the kitchen where the kids are around. So right. I like the ones that aren't going to, you know, throw out the F-bomb, for example.
No, that wouldn't
and
be good.
No. So I think it's going to be kids safe.
Okay. Clean tag. I'll put the clean tag on it.
Right. But not for, I mean, you
not
know, well,
kids.
you know, you're not going to get away with talking for 30 minutes without leaving some double entendre, I'm sure. I know you. And that's fine. But, you know, it's just, I think
I'm hanging
maybe
my head
it's
in shame right now.
It's just the words that you wouldn't
know you
want.
Noticed.
Yeah, I've loved listening to you and Amber because I'm just like, you go, girl, you get him. You know,
she does.
I feel like in the beginning she was more, you know, she didn't rib you as much.
No,
but
she's
now,
gotten a little.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
And I know I can expect that from you.
Yeah. So, no, I think, you know, safe for kids to be listening, you know, and you wouldn't be afraid that they would repeat something you wouldn't want them to repeat.
Right.
But not necessarily directed towards kids.
Megan's got a 9-mile run she has to go out on.
Yeah.
Do you really, how many miles a week?
Probably about 20.
Oh my God.
Miles.
All right.
Week.
She's going to get me running. So that'll be another thing we'll
be
talking
about. Yeah. We're going to go. Can you do a mobile podcast if we could do it?
Like, we can do that.
We should do
Record
that.
Record on the run.
Yeah. Yeah.
You hear me wheezing along. Megan, wait.
Yeah. Do you want to run the half marathon in Napa with me?
When's
in July?
That? No, I don't think I'll be ready for that yet. Maybe next year. I'll drive alongside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So great to see you. I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be so much fun.
It is going to be fun. I'm excited.
JumpingMonkeys.com is the website. And we look forward to seeing you next time. We're going to have some guests and some links and some stuff.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to say hello. This is the traditional hello first podcast.
Here we come.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.